A press conference took place at the press office of the Holy See today to present the official version of a letter Pope Benedict XVI has sent to the world's Catholic bishops concerning the lifting of excommunications imposed on the bishops of the Society of St. Pius X. Chris Altieri reports.
Widespread misconceptions regarding Pope Benedict XVI's decision to lift the two-decade-old excommunications against four illicitly ordained bishops of the Priestly Society of St. Pius X created great controversy beginning in January when, just days before their announcement, one of the four appeared on Swedish television and made remarks trivializing the Holocaust and denying the existence of Nazi gas chambers. In his letter to the world's bishops, the Pope explains that the Williamson case took him by surprise and made his discreet act of mercy undertaken for the internal discipline of the Church as part of his mission to preserve and pursue Christian unity suddenly to appear as the repudiation of reconciliation among Christians and Jews. The Holy Father goes on to deplore this development in the strongest possible terms, to recall that the Pope's own theological work has always been in the service of greater reconciliation among Christians and Jews, and that he remains committed to the task of reconciliation. Pope Benedict also acknowledges that consulting information available on the Internet would have made it possible to perceive the problem early on. "I have learned the lesson," writes Pope Benedict, "that in the future in the Holy See we will have to pay greater attention to that source of news." The letter also clarifies that the lifting of the excommunications in no way constitutes a rehabilitation of the bishops, nor does it confer legitimate ecclesiastical office upon them. It further recognizes that greater clarity on these points could have helped avoid the confusion that erupted in the wake of the initial announcement.
Per quanto riguarda la situazione dell'istituzione Fraternità San Pio X, la questione è diversa.
In remarks to reporters on Thursday, the head of the Holy See's press office, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, stressed that doctrinal issues regarding the Church's teaching in and after the Second Vatican Council remain between the Holy See and the SSPX. As long as they persist, he said, the Priestly Society of St. Pius X will not have any canonical status, and its ministers will exercise no legitimate ministry within the Church. In this connection, Father Lombardi also explained the provision in the letter of placing the Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei, which is responsible for the conduct of negotiations with the SSPX, under the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Regarding the spirit of the letter, Father Lombardi said, it is only through mutual conversion to the gospel that we can hope to overcome divisions and continue on the path to unity. I'm Chris Altieri.